sunshine in your smile.
Yes, please, please, some sunshine. It's been a bit dreary. I'm Keith Steinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff, are we going to bring some sunshine?
You will have some sunshine, but you'll have a lot of clouds too, and then more sunshine, a lot more sunshine next week. Well, this morning, there were clouds around the area, a lot of low clouds, but those are going to be burning off by midday, so it should be pretty sunny by this afternoon, and temperatures getting up probably in the upper 60s, near 70, so pretty decent day on Friday. But unfortunately, a weak weather system is approaching us, and that's going to be pushing in on Saturday afternoon. I think there'll be a lot of clouds on Saturday, and the chance of showers will build up as we go later in the day, especially later in the afternoon and the evening, particularly along the coast, the north part of the area, and the northern part of the Cascades. There'll probably be a few spotty showers coming in late in the day, even in the lowlands, but nothing very much. So tomorrow will be okay. It'll probably deteriorate. And if you want better weather, go south. Last week it was go north. This week it's definitely go south.
Last weekend it seemed like things didn't quite pan out the way we expected, though.
Not exactly. In fact, Saturday was definitely a little bit better than we expected. But this weekend, a weak disturbance is mainly going to the north. At least that's what the models show right now. And so I expect Portland to be much nicer than Seattle. The Columbia Gorge will be beautiful.
And what about Sunday?
Well, Sunday actually will be a fairly cloudy day, certainly in the morning. That system will be moving through. There could be some residual showers in the morning, but I expect by later in the afternoon, it should be radically better than in the morning. So I think the clouds will break up. There may be some sunshine later in the day on Sunday, and the chance of rain will drop. And that sets us up for the big improvement next week. Relatively large ridge, an area high pressure, will move over the eastern Pacific and over the western United States. And we can expect sunny conditions and warming conditions Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even into Thursday. We're talking about temperatures at least coming in, going up into the mid-70s, and we may even be around 80 on Tuesday and Wednesday. So a hugely improving trend.
Well, that'll be a nice change. Last week when the bridge collapsed over the Skagit River, which was because of a truck hitting it, I understand that your first thoughts turned to weather. So why was that?
Well, we have a tradition here in Washington State of having bridges being blown down, collapsed or whatever, due to, you know, weather conditions. The most famous one is Galloping Gertie, the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, which was blown down by gusts going through that narrow channel and also some poor design. And that happened in 1940. The Hood Canal Bridge in 1979 was the one that I find most fascinating. There was a windstorm coming off of the Pacific, a regular low-pressure center that we see all the time. And the forecasts were for winds of maybe 40 to 50 miles per hour. But something else happened that day. In the area around the Hood Canal Bridge, winds were gusting up to 100 to 120 miles per hour. And, you know, those winds, plus the waves, plus the fact that some people left a few manhole covers open, destroyed, you know, that bridge that connects Kitsap with the Olympic Peninsula. Now, it was a complete mystery at first. Why did we have those localized winds of over 100 miles per hour? And Professor Richard Reed of my department went out there to investigate, and he gathered all the observations that he possibly could, and he finally put the picture together. It turns out that the conditions were just right for the development of a small-scale, low-pressure center right in the lee on the eastern side of the Olympics. You know, you can think of a river with a big rock in there, and you have a little eddy, you know, in the lee of the rock where the water dips down. Well, it turns out a very similar phenomenon happened with the Olympics. The air coming over the Olympics sluiced down, producing this intense area of low pressure. It was so intense that the winds, which were already quite strong, further accelerated right around Port Townsend. And so the winds accelerated as they went from high to low pressure, and we had winds gusting to 100 and 120 miles per hour. And that is what destroyed the Hood Canal Bridge. It is a fascinating story.
Wow, so I guess freak storms really do happen.
And I don't know if I would call them freak, but you know, we have this terrain around here, and sometimes the interaction of the flow coming off the Pacific with the terrain can produce all kinds of wild effects, from this kind of winds that destroyed the Hood Canal Bridge to winds of similar strength that descend down into Enumclaw, and it's the terrain that does it.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.